T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. I'm your host, John Whitmer, and thank you for joining us on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. We have a jam-packed lineup of guests for you this evening, including writer and conservative political commentator Ben Shapiro, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab, Schwabby, we call him Schwabby, Senator Gene Sully, Sullentrop. You know, I feel like Trump giving everybody, Dusty, I must start giving everybody nicknames. I mean, I gave Laura Kelly, Governor AWOL, I gave her a nickname, although my friends are going to have a heck of a lot nicer nicknames, I got to tell you. Wichita businessman Wink Hartman and Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins will be with us in studio. And, of course, we want to hear from you, so if you'd like to join us, the studio line, 316-869-1330. It was an interesting week, to say the least, for the Kansas legislature. The drama started on Wednesday with an attempt by Democrats and their liberal rhino Republican friends to force a Medicaid expansion debate in the Kansas Senate. And, you know, it's never a good thing to force things in the legislature, because generally when you force things, you don't get the outcome you want. And sure enough, they didn't get the outcome they wanted. But in any way, in order to do this, they needed to pull a bill above the line out of committee, a move that requires 24 votes. They did fall one vote shy, fortunately, but that wouldn't have even been that close had they not had the help of Republican members like Carolyn McGinn and Ed Berger, for example, those two from our area down here, both of whom have received multiple of our White Rhino nominations, by the way. Those two Republican in name only legislators need to be held accountable for those and some other of their votes, folks. And we're getting close. It's time to start holding some of these legislators accountable for some of these votes. But most of the exaggerated progressive wailing and gnashing of teeth this session has surrounded Medicaid expansion. Yet these folks seem to have forgotten that Medicaid was designed to provide care for vulnerable women and children and the elderly. This is a stopgap. This is a help expanding this system to include thousands of able-bodied adults will have serious unintended consequences, including limiting access of care to those already on the program, triggering tax increases to cover the added costs of thousands of new enrollees, as well as forcing thousands off their private insurance plan. But they don't seem to care, because they're willing to sacrifice everything without any consideration for this ultimate goal of expanding Medicaid. On top of that, do we really want taxpayer-funded abortions and transgender identity surgeries? Because that's what you're getting with expanded Medicaid coverage. So once they failed to get their way in the Senate, these same progressive leftists returned to the House, where they received a warm reception and proceeded to hold up all progress on the budget and taxes in an infantile attempt to force the Senate to take another Medicaid expansion vote. It's just, this is how silly it's become. It seems these folks, like I said, are willing to sacrifice anything: civility, respect for each other, respect for the process, decorum, bipartisanship, even the democratic process themselves, on the altar of Medicaid expansion. Their fanatical obsession with this one issue brought the entire process to a grinding halt. And once again, the Democrats were aided and abetted in their liberal agenda by quote-unquote Republican members of the House, in particular four, hopefully, former House committee chairmen. And I'm going to name them. I've tried this during this show and during this session. I've tried really not to name names. Some callers have named names. A few guests have done it. But I've tried to spare them this. I'm done. Susan Concannon of Beloit, Kent Thompson of Iola, Russ Jennings of Lakin, and former House Majority Leader, I love saying that, former House Majority Leader Don Heineman of Dighton. These four were instrumental in conspiring with the governor and the Democrats to undermine their Republican colleagues, House leadership, and their own constituents. It is now incumbent on Speaker Reichman to remove these four chairmen from their positions in House leadership immediately. They have no credibility. They're not Republicans. All four of them voted with the Democrats to overrule the rules chair and House tradition in order to pass Medicaid expansion in the first place. All four of them voted with the Democrats to hold up the budget, and all four of them have betrayed traditional Republican principles and values long enough. Time to send them their walk-in papers. We could take care of that in 2020. But at least for now, they should lose their chairmanships. With all this going on and transpiring in the two chambers, outside, and in a rather shocking display of disrespect, extremist Medicaid expansion. You see the recurring theme here, folks. The proponents and protesters dropped thousands of flyers. If you go on my Facebook page, go on the show Facebook page, heck, go on any of the newspapers, you can check this out. You can see the visuals here. They dropped thousands of flyers from the top floor of the rotunda onto the floors below and onto those people below who were preparing the Capitol for a rather solemn ceremony honoring fallen law enforcement officers. So these folks are down there getting ready to hold the annual law enforcement memorial ceremony, honoring people, for example, the family of Officer Kunze, who are getting ready to honor Kansas's fallen law enforcement officers, when raining down upon them are flyers with bloodstains on them, remembering the sacrifices of law enforcement officers who have fallen in the line of duty should be sacred. And Kansans from across the political spectrum should be offended by the actions of these thugs who felt it's more important to push their agenda than it is to respect fallen law enforcement officers and their families. This is obscene. But again, their one issue is more important to them than anything else. Fortunately, the drama wrapped up with the death, and yes, I use that word appropriately, of Medicaid expansion for the 2019 session. And Governor Kelly released a statement lamenting the lives of thousands of Kansans who will, quote, go without health care for another year, unquote. The irony here is if she only cared about the unborn half as much as she cares about her campaign promises, her concerns about life might actually seem genuine. When we get back, we'll get a firsthand account of the action from House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.